Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
We are now starting Bezes Hashem, the Gemara on the Afam Zayin and Aleph, which begins with the Gemara on the bottom on the Afam Vav and Beis. The Gemara asks, on that we learned in the Mishnah, Ve'eru hein mishum reshos haidonin v'emekachin v'echolten v'emiyamin. On all these cases, the Gemara asks, Val mitzvah kavod. Now, to explain the Gemara's kasha of a mitzvah kavod, we find the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha as follows. The Gemara is asking, Val mitzvah kavod, why does the Mishnah call Donin, Mekachin, Cholten, Yamin, Roshos? Which, as Rashi explains, the Mishnah means Kurivim, a mitzvah, a chaya, Donin, Mekachin, Cholten, Yamin, or a full fledged mitzvah. On that, the Gemara answers that there are cases that are not a full-fledged mitzvah. The obvious question of Rashi is, as the Rashbe asks, that if even cases of Donin, Mekajin, Choltnum, Yamin that are a full-fledged mitzvah are also, why did our Mishnah refer to these cases as Rishus? Which sounds like the only where it's not a full-fledged mitzvah do we say that it is also. When it is a full-fledged mitzvah, it is a mutzer, according to Rashi. Even had it been a full-fledged mitzvah, would still be aser. So why did our Mishnah decide to pick cases that are only a Rishos? That is the kash of the Rashba. So we find that the Simchas Yontif answers the kash of the Rashba as follows. The Simchas Yontif explains that that we say, that in Donin, Mekajin, Choltin, Miyamin, even where it would be a full-fledged mitzvah, is based on the fact that there is Donin, Mekajin, Choltin, Miyamin that is not a full-fledged mitzvah. And therefore Rabbanon went and made a loy plug, and said that since we find Donin, Mekachin, Choltzim, Yamin, that is not a full-fledged mitzvah, and that is bidin that should be aser, therefore Rabbanu went and said that any Donin, Mekachin, Choltzim, Yamin is aser, even if you would have a Donin, Mekachin, Choltzim, Yamin, that would be considered a full-fledged mitzvah. And that is why the Mishnah refers to these cases as Rishus, because the basis of the Isser of Donin, Mekachin, Choltzim, Yamin is based on the fact that there exists a possibility of a Rishus. But again, one has to understand that just like one sees in the Sefer of the Mishnah, Ve'ilei Mishum Mitzvah, Ve'maktishin, Ve'marichin, Ve'marichin, Ve'magbiyin, Shumo Meiser, that we say that it is Aser even though Makdisha Marichin Machim Magbiyan Chumo Maiser is always a mitzvah, still it is aser. So why, as far as this chiluk of the Mishnah of Rishus, of Donin Mekachin Choltzim Yamin, would we say that had it always been a mitzvah, then it would not be included in the Isser of the Mishnah? Before we answer this kasha, I would like to go to Tesis V'Shem Ben Otam. Tesis V'Shem Ben Otam argues in Rashi and explains the Gemara as follows. Tesis explains that the Gemara asks, while mitzvah ka'ovid, the Gemara is asking, why is it aser? How can the Mishnah say the one is not allowed to be done mekadesh chilutz miyabim? It is a mitzvah kavod based on the fact that it is a mitzvah. One should be allowed to be done mekadesh chilutz miyabim. On that, the Gemara answers that the reason why it is aser is based on the fact that we are talking about specific cases that are not a full-fledged mitzvah, and only then is it aser. According to Tesis, according to Ben Tam, had it been a full-fledged mitzvah, then it would be mutzer. And again, the kasha is, why is it different than the Sefer of the Mishnah? So we find that the Rosh Yosef says the following pshat. The Rosh Yosef says that only these mitzvahs are mutter on Shabbos and Yontif, based on the fact that these mitzvahs are chomer tvei. For example, din. The Rosh Yosef explains that din is one of the amudim on which the Olam stands. And for that reason, had we been talking about a case of din, which is a complete mitzvah, then one would be allowed to be done even on Shabbos and Yontif. And so to Peruvu, Mekachin, which is a mitzvah Peruvu, the mitzvah Peruvu is such a chomedika mitzvah, that had we been talking about a case of Mekachin, which is a complete mitzvah, then one would be allowed to Mekadesh even on Shabbos and Yontif. And Ochir, that is a Pshani Rashi as well. That the Rashi understands, that the one is not allowed to Mekadesh, or dan chilot miyabim, even where one has a complete mitzvah, is based on that we say loy plug from a case which is not a complete mitzvah. But had there only been a din mekach and chol to miyaben, which is a complete mitzvah, then one will be allowed to dan mekadesh chayot miyaben based on the fact that for such a chomedika mitzvah, for such chomedika mitzvahs, rabbanon never asered. Now let's go on. To that, the Gemara talks about for Mekachin. Again, the Gemara asks, Va mitzvah kavod, which according to Rashi means, why is it included in Rishos? Or like Tesis, Vashem and Tam, Va mitzvah kavod, one should be allowed to Mekadesh on Shabbos and Yantif. The Gemara answers, Va tzricha de isay isho banim. Rashi explains the Gemara Shakvatari that the Gemara's kash was a mitzvah kavod, the mitzvah of Peruvu. The Gemara's heritage is the isay isho banim, and therefore, he was Mekayim Mitzvahs Puravu, Shnei Zachar Mavishamai, Hazach and Kevil Bisilu. Rashi ends off, the Sule Mifkad Kuli Haik Haminim Bi Vomis, Umiak Tsas Mitzvah Ika Kadam Omar Babaika Zras Arecha, or Avatani Chedecha. Well, Chayr, according to Rashi, the main point of the Gemara's Teretz is that he already was Mekayim his Mitzvahs Puravu. Again, the Gemara's Kash, the Mitzvah covered Rashi learns is because one has a Mitzvah Puravu. The Gemara's Teretz is, he already was Mekayim Mitzvahs Puravu by the fact he has Banim. V'chir, that thing Mara says, this way, Isha, is not necessary. The main teretz is that the fact he has banim, and therefore he was ready to make the mitzvah puravu. V'chir, if he has an Isha banim, v'chir, there's no mitzvah, but baker's ras, v'chir, or avatini chedachi either. So before we answer Rashi, I'd like to go to Tesis. Ben Tam, on the other hand, explains, as we said before, the Mara's kash has a mitzvah ka'avid. V'chir, one should be atim kadesh by Isha. Rav Tam brings down that the Yerushalmi in the first paragraph of Yom asks, by Kohen Gadol, the Yom Asakin or Isha Acheres. The Yerushalmi asks that how is one allowed to Yom Asakin to Mekadesh Isha Acheres? How is a Kohen Gadol allowed to Mekadesh another Isha? One is not allowed to be Kohen Kinyan B'Shabbes. On that, the Yerushalmi answers, Ein Shvos B'Mikdosh. Rav Tam asks, if mitzvah is a reason to matter to Mekadesh Isha, what was the Yerushalmi's kasha? Why did Yerushalmi answer? Does that mean that it is mutter to mekadesh isha? Kivan de mitzvah ka'aved da kivan shemese ishtey mitzvah loy lisa isha acheres. He has a mitzvah. And the fact that he has a mitzvah itself should be enough to matter the Kohen Gadol to mekadesh isha acheres. From Tesis of Kiveger says that one sees that Tesis understands that the Gemara's kasha of a mitzvah ka'aved is not necessarily the mitzvah of Puravu. Because had the Gemara been referring to the mitzvah of Puravu, what was his kasha in the Yerushalmi? Who said the Kohen Gadol, even though his Isha was Mesa, who said that Kohen Gadol did not have Banim from his first Isha? And if he has Banim, he was Mekayim the Mitzvah Puravu already. So from here, Kveger says that one sees that Tesis is Chiluk on Rashi. And Tesis understands that even where one was Mekayim the Mitzvah Puravu, still it is considered a Mitzvah Gemura, which according to Benetam, it would be matter a person to Mekadesh and Isha on Shabbos and Yontif. But now, getting back to Rashi, as we asked before, why, according to Rashi, did the Gemara find it necessary to tell us we were talking about a case that he has an Isha? Okay, the main point of the Gemara's Teretz is only that he was ready to make Mitzvah Puravu, which is based on the fact that he has Banim. So we find the Pri Yitzchak in Chelek Aleph, Simen Mem Aleph, explains Rashi as follows. That Rashi understands, had we been talking about a person that does not have an Isha, even though he has Banim, still will be considered a Mitzvah Gemura, based on the pasuk of a baker zas haracha le'avat inechidecha, and the chiyuv of a baker zas haracha le'avat inechidecha is a complete chiyuv, is a complete mitzvah. That the Rashi says that it is only a ktsas mitzvah, is based on the fact that he already has isha banim, and since he has isha banim, therefore it is only a ktsas mitzvah. The Pitzchak goes on to say that if he has isha banim, it is not even a ktsas mitzvah, like we said before. Pitzchak says we are talking about a case that he has an isha to lav bas bonim. In other words, the isha that he's married to can no longer have children, and therefore he has a ktsas mitzvah of a baker zras harecha le'erva tenichyadecha. According to Yitzchak, it comes out that there are two parts to a baker zras harecha le'erva tenichyadecha. One, if one does not have an isha, then he has a complete chiyuv, a complete mitzvah of a baker zras harecha le'erva tenichyadecha to go and mekadesh an isha acheres. On the other hand, if one has an isha, as long as the isha is allowed bas banim, then even though one does not have a complete mitzvah, still, like Rashi says, umiyak tzas mitzvah ika. So again, according to Yitzchak, it comes out like Rashi, we need both isha banim. The banim, as far as Purvu is concerned, the isha, as far as the chiyuv of a baker zras harecha le'erva tenichyadecha. According to Yitzchak, there is no machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi also agrees that if one does not have an isha, it is not just a rishus, but rather a mitzvah gemura to mekadesh nisha acheres. Rashi and Taisa argue, if the fact that one has a mitzvah gemura is that itself enough of a reason to matter one to mekadesh nisha on Shabbos or Yom Tov. According to Rashi, even when there is a mitzvah gemura, there is no heter. According to Meitam, had there been a mitzvah gemura, there would be a heter to mekadesh isha. Now let's go on to the next part of the sugya. Again, our mission we learned is Alocha of Mekachin Lecholten Vemiyamin. The Gemara explains that that there is an Isra Mekachin Lecholten Vemiyamin is based on a Gezeir Shemichta, that one might come to be Kaysev. Tosis, on the other hand, brings down that the Rishalmi in the first parak of Yuma argues. Rishalmi explains that there is Alocha of Mekachin is based on the Isra being Kaina, a Kinyan B'Shabbos, which Tosis explains in the Famad Zayinim and Aleph, is based on the Pasuk of Imtsoi Chav Tzachav Adabra Dover. And therefore, Thesis goes on to say that according to the Yerushalmi that understands that there is an Isser to Mekadesh Isha is based on the Isser being Kaina Kinyan B'Shabbos, so too one would not be allowed to Megarish to give a get on Shabbos or Yontif, based on the fact that there is a Kinyan involved in giving a get B'Shabbos or Yontif. In other words, according to Thesis, it comes out that there is a tremendous machlokes between our Gemara and the Yerushalmi, is the Isser of Mekachim based on Gzeir Shemayachtev, or according to the Yerushalmi, the Isser is based on that the one is being Kaina Kinyan through his Kiddushin. Now, let's try to understand what is the basis of the Machlekes between our Gemara and the Yerushalmi. Here one can explain that our Gemara holds that there is no Isser in Kiddushin, Mishum Kaina Kinyan B'Shabbos, based on that we find Baruch Chaim Shmulevitz in his Sefer Shari Chaim in Kiddushin Siman Vav. Baruch Chaim Shmulevitz explains that when one is Mekadesh in the Isha, he is not doing a Maisa Kinyan in the Isha. When one gives Kesef to an Isha, he's not doing a Maisa Kinyan in the Gufa Isha. But rather, what he is doing is a Maisa Kiddushin. What happens when one does a Maisa Kiddushin? What happens when one does a Maisa Kiddushin is that it's Chal, a Chalois Ishos. And one of the dinim of this chalois ishos is that a baal has kinyanim be'ishtay. What he's doing is not an actual kinyan be'ishtay. And therefore one can say that based on that, for that reason our Gemara holds that there is no iser in kedushim shemukaina kinyan b'shabbos, because again, when one is mekadesh nisha, he is not doing a maisa kinyan be'ishtay. That is how one can explain our Gemara. Yerushalmi, on the other hand, L'chayor could argue, and Yerushalmi L'chayor understands that when one does a Maisa Kiddushin, he's doing an actual Maisa Kinyan Be'ishtay. And for that reason, Yerushalmi understands that in every Kiddushin, one is not allowed to be Kaddish Nisha on Shabbos, based on that he is Kaina Kinyan B'Shabbos. L'chayor, one can explain that the Yerushalmi also agrees to that we said before, that in every Kiddushin, he's not actually doing a Maisa Kinyan Be'ishtay, but rather all he's doing is a Maisa Kiddushin, which creates a chalois ishos. And still the Yerushalmi holds that there is an iser in kedushin mishum kaina kinyan b'shabbos. Before we explain that one can say that there is an iser mishum kaina kinyan b'shabbos, even though he is not actually doing a maisa kinyan, I would like to preface with the shaila that we find in B'Kiveger and Chuvas Mekufin and Tess. B'Kiveger clears the following shaila. We know there is a lacha that one cannot be kaina kinyan b'shabbos. What would be if one made a Maisa Kinyan Erev Shabbos, and he said that the Chalois Kinyan should be Chal on Shabbos? Do we say that the Isser being Kinyan B'Shabbos is only to do a Maisa Kinyan on Shabbos? If one did a Maisa Kinyan before Shabbos, even if the Chalois is Chal on Shabbos, there is no Isser being Kinyan B'Shabbos? Or do we say that the Isser being Kinyan B'Shabbos is dependent upon the Chalois Kinyan? It is not dependent upon when he did the actual Maisa Kinyan. That is the shaila of Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger brings the following raya. As we said before, Tosfos brings down the Yerushalmi and Yuma. The Yerushalmi and Yuma asks, what was the het of a kohen gadol to mekadesh u'isha acheres? L'chayra, one is not allowed to be kohen a kinyan b'shabbos. From this, Yerushalmi Rabbi Kiveger proves that we say ain kohen a kinyan b'shabbos is not dependent upon the ma'aseh kinyan. Because again, when was the kohen gadol mekadesh u'isha acheres? He was mekadesh u'isha acheres. The Maisa Kiddushin took place before Yom Kippur. All he said was that the Chalois Kiddushin should be Chal on Yom Kippur. And still, the Yerushalmi asks, Ein koina kinyan b'Shabbos. So from the Yerushalmi, Kiveger proves that even if one did a ma'aseh kinyan before Shabbos, if he said that the chalos should be chal on Shabbos, still one is over the isra of Ein koina kinyan b'Shabbos. So now, according to what Kiveger proved from the Yerushalmi, that the isra of Ein koina kinyan b'Shabbos is not dependent upon the ma'aseh kinyan. Even if the ma'aseh kinyan was done before Shabbos, still there is an isra. It is all dependent on when the Chalos Kinyan is taking place. As long as the Chalos Kinyan is taking place on Shabbos, there is an Isser and Kinyan Kinyan B'Shabbos. One can explain that the Yerushalmi understands that in every Kiddushin, there is an Isser of being Kinyan Kinyan B'Shabbos, even though, as we said before, a Kiddushin is not an actual Maisa Kinyan. Still, since at the end of the day, one is creating a Chalos Kinyan, there is a Chalos Kinyan taking place. The fact that there is a Chalos Kinyan taking place, that itself is enough to be Aser Mishum and Kinyan Kinyan B'Shabbos. That is how one can explain the Shita of the Yerushalmi. The Bavli, on the other hand, that seems to argue on Yerushalmi and holds that there is no Aser of Kinyan Kinyan B'Shabbos by Kiddushin, is a Chira based on the fact that our Gemara understands that the Isser of Kinyan Kinyan B'Shabbos is not dependent upon the Chalos Kinyan, but rather it is only dependent on the Maisa Kinyan. One is not allowed to do a Maisa Kinyan on Shabbos. And therefore, a Kiddushin, as we said before, is not a Maisa Kinyan. And for that reason, the only Isser to Mekadesh Isha is only based, as our Gemara says, on a Gzeira Shema Yichtev. Now let's come on to the next sugya. In our Mishnah, we learned that there is a Lacha of Ein Magbiyah and Trumas HaMaisris. To explain what the Isser of being Magbiyah Trumas HaMaisris is, we find a tremendous Machlekes HaRishonim. Rashi, by us, and so we find in Rashi and Shabbos Hamadar and Aleph explain that the Isser of being Magbiya Chumas Umaisus is based on that one with his Afrosha is being Misakin the Kri. Till now, the Kri was Tevel, it was Aser Bachila, and now with his Afrosha he's being Misakin the Kri. That is how Rashi explains the Isser of being Magbiya Chumas Umaisus. The Rambam, on the other hand, in Perek of Gimel, Mehocha Shabbos, Loch Yedalot, explains that the Isra being Mafresh, Trumas, and Maisris is really for two reasons. First of all, there is an Isra of being Misakin. Second of all, the Rambam says that the reason why one is not allowed to be Magbiyah, Trumas, and Maisris is based on that Shezadami Lamaktish HaPeirish HaHifrish. In other words, by being Magbiyah, Trumas, and Maisris, he's being Maktish the Peirish, he was Mafresh. The obvious question is, why the Rambam need a secondary reason to explain the Isser being Mafish Trumas HaMaisris? Why wasn't the fact that he's being Misak in the Kri enough of a reason to explain the Isser being Mafish Trumas HaMaisris like we find in Rashi? We find in the Marobach that the Marobach in Siman Tesayin explains that the Rambam needed a secondary reason to explain the Isser being Magbiyah Trumas HaMaisris is because the Rambam was coming to explain that the one is not allowed to be Magbiyah Trumas HaMaisris even on Yontif. That had the Isser only been based on that he's being Misakin the Peiris, L'chir on Yontif, one is allowed to be Misakin with Tzerech Eichon Nefesh. Just like we find one is allowed to shecht an animal with Tzerech Eichon Nefesh. So too one will be allowed to go and be Misakin the Peiris, since the Tikkun is a Tzerech Eichon Nefesh. Therefore, the Rambam saw from that there is an Isser of being Magbiyah Trumas HaMaisris on Yontif. From there, the Rambam saw that there is a secondary reason why is it Aser to be Magbiyah Trumas HaMaisris, and that is because it's Dami L'Maktish. And as far as Dami L'Maktish is concerned, there is no Heter V'Tzarech Eichon Nefesh. And therefore, the Rambam had to explain that there is a secondary reason of Dami L'Maktish to explain that it is Aser to be Magbiyah Trumas HaMaisris even on Yontif. That is how the Marabach explains the Rambam. Now the question is, what's Pshat Rashi? How can Rashi explain that the Isser of being Magbiyah Trumas HaMaisris is based on that the Misak in the Kri? If so, how does one explain the Isser of being Magbiyah Trumas HaMaisris on Yontif? So we find in the Staipur and Kiyos Yaakov Beis and Meches that the Staipur explains as follows. The Staipur explains that from Rashi one sees that there is an Isser of being Misakin, even though he has been Misakin with Tzirech Eichon Nefesh, since he had the opportunity to be Mafresh Trumas HaMaisris before Yontif. And since it was Efshar Loi Meboid Yoim, therefore there is no Heter being Mafesh Trumas HaMaisris on Shabbos because he had the opportunity to be Mafesh Trumas HaMaisris before Shabbos. And for that reason, the Sefer explains, that is why we say, as we see in our Gemara, that Peiris the Tefili Ha'inna, Peiris that became Teva on Yantif itself, one is allowed to take off Trumas Ma'isvis, because again, since the only Isser is based on that he had the opportunity to Mafresh before Yantif, if the Peiris first became Teva on Yantif, then one will be allowed to take off Trumas Ma'isvis based on that one is allowed to Masakin on Tzeich Echon Nefesh, if he did not have the option of being Masakin before Yantif. In the Sefer Mishkan Siakim, in Rechaim Simon Kof Mem, we find that the Mishkan Siakim brings the following Makar for the Rambam. We find before in the Gemara Daf Tes that the Gemara says, Afiu Gilgal Isa Merav Yantif. Let's say someone was Megalgal and Isa from before Yantif, one is not allowed to Mafresh Chal on Yantif. And even as the Gemara says, we find that Shmuel holds Chalas Chutzarts Eicha Vahilech Vachgach Mafresh. In other words, one is allowed to eat before he is Mafresh Chala. By Isas Chutzlaretz, still there is an Isser being Mafresh Chala even in Chutzlaretz. As the Gemara explains, Milei Meidishmo Shem Kara LaHashem Shasru Lazarim. Since the Afrasha is considered Afrasha, therefore even though one is allowed to eat before Afrasha, still there is an Isser of Afrasha's Chala from Isav Chutzlaretz. From here, the Mishnah Siakov says that is where the Rambam proved that there is a secondary Isser involved in Afrashas Trumas Umaisris. Because over here, by Isas Chutzlaretz, there is no tikkun whatsoever. He was allowed to eat before Afrasha. And since there is no tikkun, what could possibly be the Isser? From here, the Mishkan Siakov says the Rambam proved that there is a secondary Isser, that there is an Isser being Makdish. And therefore, by Chalas Chutzlaretz, even though there is no tikkun involved, but still one is not allowed to Mafresh Chala based on the fact that there is an Isser Hakdish. And through his Afrasha, his Afrasha of Chala, he's being Makdish. That is how the Rambam understood the Gemara on Daf Tes. Rashi, on the other hand, on Daf Tes, explains that there is an Isser of Afrasha's Chala from Isas Chutzaretz is based on our Mishnah that there is a Loipug of Ein Magbiyan Chumas Umaisas Biyantif. Even though here there is no Tikkun involved, still Rabbanan said a Loipug. That no matter what, even if one is not actually being misaken with his afrosha, still there is a halacha of ein magbiyan shumas umaisus. That is how Rashi explains the Gemara. Now, to understand why Rashi argues on the Rambam and holds that there is no iser of being makdish with his afrosha of shumas umaisus, one can explain that based on that we find by Rashi by us. The Rashi by us explains that our Gemara says that there is an iser to be makdish, mishum mekach umemkar. Rashi explains that the reason why Hektish is Deimu Mekach Umemkar is based on that Shemoitzi Mirshusay Rishos Hektish. By being Maktish, he's Moitzi from his Rishos to Rishos Hektish. That is why there is an Isser to Maktish Mishum Mekach Umemkar, because there is an actual Mekach Umemkar going on through his Hektish. Therefore, one can say, the Rashi understands that we say that Hektish is Asr Mishum Mekach Umemkar is only because there is an actual transfer of Bailas through his Hektish. On the other hand, by Trumas Umaisus, that there is no actual transfer of Bailas, therefore, for that reason, Rashi understands that one cannot explain the Isra being Mafish Trumas Umaisus based on the Isra of Maktish. The Rambam, on the other hand, seems to understand that there is an Isra of Maktish, Mishumekach Umemkar, Rabbanan made a Leipug, and Rabbanan said that any Hektish, even if one will find a Hektish that is not an actual transfer of Bailas, any Hektish is Aser Mishum Mekach Umemkar. And for that reason, the Rambam understands that even though Trumas Umaisris is not an actual transfer of Bailas, still it is Aser, and it is included in the Isser of a Maktishin. And for that reason, we find in the Sefer Teres Sefal and Simon Pei Gimel, and in the Tzvach before in Beya Dafi Beisim Beis, that there is no Isser being Mafresh Maiserishin according to the Rambam on Yontif. Because again, as far as Tikkun is concerned, like the Rambam, there is no Isser being Mesakin at Tzeich Echon Nefesh on Yontif. And as far as Hektish is concerned, being Mafresh Maiserishin is not an act of Hektish, because there is no Kedusha in Maiserishin whatsoever. And for that reason, there is no Isser according to the Rambam to be Mafresh Maiserishin on Yontif. Now, let's go back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Ein Magbiyan Trumas Umaisris. Gemara asks, Pshitza, Tani Rabbi Yosef Leinitzricha Elalitna Lekoyen Bay Bayoim. Rashi explains that the reason why I would have thought that there is a heter to mafresh vinno kain by bayim is because the ikal lemeimar lav muchacha milsa hidot kune tivla mechavin. It's not muchach that he's being mechaven with tikkuni tivla. From Rashi, it's mashma that the iser of our Mishnah they might be in trumas maisus is because it's nearer to mesakin tevel. It looks like he's being mesakin tevel. If our Mishnah is referring to the actual vafrasha of trumas maisus, it's not just muchach milsa do tikkuni tivla. He's actually being mesakin the peiros through his afrasha. So clear from Rashi, we see that Rashi understood our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not referring to the actual hafrasha of Trumas HaMaisvis, but rather our Mishnah is referring to a case that even if one actually did a Kriya Shem, even if one was actually Kriya Shem Trumas HaMaisvis from before Shabbos on Yontif, still one is not allowed to be Magbia the Trumas HaMaisvis and actually separate the Trumas HaMaisvis on Shabbos on Yontif. And so do we find in the Gra in the Mai Perek Dalet Mishnah Dalet that the Goyin explains that we find in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, "Lo yitzlein b'Shabbes," the Gra explains, "Lo yitzlein b'Shabbes" means that he should not actually separate them on Shabbos. And even though the Kriya Shem took place before Shabbos, and for that reason the Peiros are no longer tevel on Shabbos, still he is not allowed to go and actually separate the Trumas HaMaisus on Shabbos. And so too we find the Bri Halacha in Siman Tav Kof Vav explains, "B'shita Sarambam and Perkov Gilom Yilcha Shabbos Halacha Tesayin," that there is an Isser, even if the Kriya Shem took place before Shabbos, there still is an Isser to actually separate the Trumas HaMaisus on Shabbos. And for that reason, Rashi explains that the Isser of being, to be Magbiya Trumas HaMaisus is based on that to Muchacha Milsa Kemesakin. In other words, it looks like he's being Mesakin, because the actual Tikkun took place before Shabbos. Just it looks like he's being Mesakin. And for that reason, one is not allowed to actually be Magbiya Trumas HaMaisvis, because it looks like he's being Mesakin. And so too we find in the Chassam Sefer, in our Gemara, that the Chassam Sefer explains our Mishnah according to the Rambam, like we said before in the Goyin, that one is not allowed to actually take off to be Magbiya Trumas HaMaisvis on Shabbos. The Chassam Sefer goes on to say that this Isser only applies to Shabbos. On Yontif, one is allowed to be Magbiya Trumas HaMaisvis, as long as the Kriya Shem took place before Yontif. And so too is Mduik in the Rambam, that the Rambam only brings down the Halacha of Yitzlim only in Hilchas Shabbos, not in Hilchas Yontif. To understand that the Chassam Sefer says that this Isser being Magbia only applies to Shabbos, not to Yontif, we find in the Sefer Mata Aaron, Hilchas Yontif, Siman Tovkov Zayin Tzav Gimel, that explains based on that we said before, that as far as Tikkun is concerned, the Isser of Tikkun only applies to Shabbos, not to Yontif, because on Yontif one is allowed to be Misakon on Tzorich Echo Nefesh. Therefore, the Mataran goes on to say that since the Isser of being Magbiya is based on that it is Nirek Misakon, because as far as the secondary Isser of Nirek Maktish, the Hektish took place already with his Kriya Shem, therefore the Isser of Nirek Misakon only applies to Shabbos, not to Yontif, because on Yontif one is actually allowed to go and be Misakon on Tzorich Echo Nefesh. That is how the Mount Aaron explains that according to the Chassam Sefer, this Isser only applies to Shabbos, not to Yontif. On the other hand, according to Rashi, that the Isser of Mesakin applies to Yontif as well, so too there will be an Isser to Magbiya on Yontif as well, based on that it is Nerek HaMesakin. Emir Simcha, in our Sameach Perch of Kumo Melch Shabbos Lachat HaZayin, explains that there is an Isser Magbiya in a different way. Emir Simcha explains, the kivan the karashem v'yichan mekaymam nimsa trumas maishes maishoni shasurim loichma bayim machuin ketrei minim. In other words, since all he did was a kriya shem, so therefore one has a mixture of trumas maishes and chuin together, and trumas maishes and chuin are considered like two separate minim. Therefore, his agba, what he's doing is he's being boyer the trumas maishes from the chuin. For that reason, one is not allowed to be Magbiya based on the Isra of Boyer. And therefore, Meir Simcha goes on to say that again, this Isra only applies to Shabbos, not to Yontif, based on that on Yontif there is a heter to Yavarer Shnei Minay Eichlin. That's how Meir Simcha explains the Isra of being Magbiya, Chumais, Umaisers. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara asks the following kasha. Our Mishnah says, Ko'ilu B'Yontif Amru, the Gemara asks, "Raminu, Mishilin derechur biyantif." We learned in the first mission in our parak that there is a difference between yantif and Shabbos. Mishilin derechur biyantif, avoy b'Shabbos. The Gemara ends off by saying, "Amar apapoi kasha b'shamir b'sila." Now we find the machlokes between Mishami and Beis Hillel if there was a heter haitza b'yantif atzairich. As the Gemara explains, since the Isser Toltel is Mishum Haitza, therefore, if there is an Isser Toltel or not, is dependent upon the Machlokes Mishama and Beis Hillel, if there is an Isser Haitza. Chirif Margamor once sees that we learned in the first mission of the parak, that there is an Isser of A Mishilim Peres Derech Haruba by Shabbos, is based on that there is an Isser of Toltel Mishum Haitza, that one is not allowed to metatel those Peres, based on that we are Gerizim Mishum Haitza. The obvious question is, where do we find that there is an Isser to metaltel Dvarim HaMutarim? We know that Allah is one is allowed to metaltel Keli Shemalachti Lahatzer Mecham Alatzel. Even though the purpose of his total is to save the Keli from being ruined, still one is allowed to metaltel the Keli. So Chere, so too in our Mishnah, how can you say that the Isser of being metaltel the Peres is Mishum Haitza? Well, Chere, the Peres, like any Keli Shemalachti Lahatzer, which is Mutar Mecham Alatzel. So from here, we find in the Tshuvas L'Hiras Nas and Nechel Kei Simon Chaf Aleph the following Chiddush, that we say that there is a Heter to Metalto Keli Shemalachti L'Heter Mecham L'Tzel is only if one has an actual usage of those Kelim on Shabbos. And therefore that Toto Mecham L'Tzel is considered a Toto Tzeruch Shabbos because if those Kelim get ruined, he won't be able to use them later on Shabbos. Only then is there a Heter Mecham L'Tzel. But if one wants to metalto Keli Shemalachti Mecham L'Tzel and there is no Tzerich Shabbos involved, then even though the Keli is a Keli Shemalachti Heter, one is still not allowed to metalto based on our Gemara Tilto Mishum Haitza. That is the Chiddush that the Wahiris Nazan says one sees in our Gemara. Balchira, if one looks carefully at the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chav Daon on the base, one sees not like the Chiddush of the Chayas Nosen, and one sees that by Keli Shemachta Lahatzer, even if there is no Tzirich Shabbos involved whatsoever, even if the whole purpose of being metal to the Keli is only in order to save the Keli from being ruined, still there is a Heter of a Keli Shemachta Lahatzer to metal to Mecham L'Tzel. So again, the kasha is, how does one understand our Mishnah that one is not allowed to meishel the Peiris der Chubah B'Shabbos based on that we aser Tilta Mishum Haitza? So here one can explain our Gemara based on that we find in Rashi before in Dafri Beis Amud Aleph. The Rashi explains that we say that there is an Isser of Toltel Mishum Haitza, really everything should be included in the Isser of Toltel Mishum Haitza, even Eichem V'Kelim. The only reason why Eichem V'Kelim are not included is only because of Engrazing Gzeri Al HaTzibur Elam Kein Rav HaTzibur Yichin Lamed Ba. And therefore one can say that, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, that there is Tercha involved. Since there is Tercha involved, therefore Rabban went and said that B'mokim Tercha, we are back to the Isser Toltel Mishum Haitza, which really applies across the board, even by Kelim Va'ichlim. That is another way with which one can explain our Mishnah. In Aruch HaShulchan, in Simen Shin Lamed Gimel Sif Daled, we find the following Chiddush. Aruch HaShulchan says as follows, that there is no such Isser called Isser Tercha B'Shabbos. The Atu Tercha Asura B'Shabbos, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, if one would carry a heavy table, Himleka Tercha, and still one is allowed to carry a heavy table. So Aruch HaShulchan explains, Ela da inyan hu, da af ol gav de leislon muktza, mikom mokam hamuvdol hu mizeh, vein lahaskel bedover hamuvdol kashiyesh Tercha. In other words, that the Rabbanon went and said that there is an Isser Tercha is based on the fact that he is being Terech in something that he is Muvdol from, in something that he wasn't planning on using on Shabbos. That is when there is an Isser Tercha. Here one can take the Aruch HaShulchan and step weiter and say that really there is no Isser Tercha on Shabbos. What Rabbanan said was that B'makim Tercha, anything that one is Muvdol from is considered Muktzah. But Rabbanan never went and said that there is an Isser in the actual Tercha on Shabbos. And since the basis of our Mishnah is based on Muktzah, therefore our Gemara explains that the Isser of our Mishnah is based on Tiltul Mishum Haitza, just like any Muktzah is Asur Mishum Haitza. That is another way with which one can explain our Mishnah based on the Chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. Now let's go on to the next Sugya. The Mishnah says, Avehima v'akilim k'ragli habaylim. To understand this halacha, I would like to preface with the following machlokes rishonim that we find in the Gemara in Erevin daf mem zayin amud beis. Rashi, the Rashba, and Ritva hold that if, let's say, one's behema and kelim were outside his tchum, then the halacha is that they have their own tchum. The behema and kelim have their own tchum. And we do not consider the behema of a kelim as if they left the tchum. That halacha is that they only have Daor Ames. But rather we say that they have their own tchum. The Ravid, on the other hand, argues. The Ravid says, if let's say the behema and kelim are outside his tchum, then we say that ein lahem ela Daor Ames. Just like any Yetzir Chutz L'Tchum only has Daor Ames. That is the Shita of the Ravid. Now to understand the Machlekes between Rashi, the Rashba, and Ritva, and the Ravid, the Machlekes is based on a shayla, on how to understand the halacha of our Mishnah, the behema, the akelim, karagli, habaylim. The Ravid understands that our Mishnah says the behema, the akelim, karagli, habaylim means to say that the behema and akelim are considered part and parcel of the baylim. And whatever the tchum of the baylim is, that is the tchum of the behema and akelim. And for that reason, the behema and akelim are no longer in the tchum of baylim. They are considered as if they are Yetzir Chutz L'Tchum that Ein Wahem Ela Daor Ames. Rashi, the Rashba and Ritva on the other hand, understand that that we say Behema V'Kelim K'Ragli HaBaylam does not mean that the Behema and Kelim are part and parcel of the Baylam. And we look at the Behema and Kelim as if they are a Chiluk of the Baylam, that whatever the Tchum of the Baylam is, that is also the Tchum of the Kelim. But rather we say that since these Behema and Kelim have a Baylam, whatever the Baylim decide should be their tchum, that is the tchum of the Behema and Kelim. And therefore, if the Behema and Kelim happen to be in his tchum, the Behema and Kelim have the same tchum as the Baylim. On the other hand, if they would be Nimtza outside the tchum, then they have their own tchum, whichever tchum the Baylim decides his Kelim should have. In the Gaon Yaakov in Ervin daf Memhei Amud Beis, we see that the Gaon Yaakov understands like the Ravid. The Gaon Yaakov clears the following shayla. What would be the halacha of a person who left his tchum? As far as the person himself is concerned, he only has Daor Ames. Now, what is the halacha as far as his kelim are concerned? Do we say that since just like he only has Daor Ames, so too his kelim only have Daor Ames? Or do we say the kivan shehutra hutra? That since, at the beginning of Shabbos, these kelim had a tchum of Apayim Amah, so even though he happened to leave his tchum, and now he only has Daor Ames, his kelim retained the tchum of Tchila Shabbos. From that the Gaon Yaakov understands that really the kelim should lose their tchum, just like the Baal himself lost his tchum, one sees that the Gaon Yaakov understands that we say a behema v'akelim k'ragli habaylim means to say that the behema and kelim are a chelik of the baylim. And whatever the tchum of the Baylam is, that is the tchum of the kelim. And for that reason, if the Baylam lost his tchum of Apayim Amah based on the fact that he left his tchum, so too his kelim will also lose their tchum. Because the whole tchum of the kelim is dependent upon the tchum of the Baylam. That is what one sees in the Gaon Yaakov. Rabbi Kiveger, the Ben Ezer and Beis Meir, asked the following kasha on the Rashi, Rashba, and Ritva. Again, the Rashi and Rashi understand that if the Behema and Kelim are Nimtza outside his Tchum, then we say that they have their own Tchum. The Achrinim ask, how does Rashi and Rashi and Ritva understand the Mishnah of Vayter on the Fama Tesma base? The Mishnah says, Misho hi peyroisa b'ir acheres, ve'erbu b'nei oisa hi'er lahavi etzo mi peyroisa v'lo yovi uloi. In other words, one sees from the Mishnah that if his peyres are Nimtza chutz l'tchum, chutz from his Tchum, then the halacha is the people from that ear cannot bring the peiros to him. Davi's kash is, okay, like Rashi, the Rashba, and Ritva, just because his peiros are nimza chutz l'tchum, that should not make any difference whatsoever. We should say the peiros have the tchum of the b'nei ha'ir. So we find that Evan Ezer says the following teretz. We find in the Gemara Neivin that Memhei Yomim Beis Machoik is Abichim Menui V'Rabbanon of Cheftzei Hefgar Koine Shvisa or not. If Chafetim that are ownerless, are they Koine Shvisa? Or do we say that they are not Koine Shvisa? And they don't have their own Tchum. Only Chafetim that have a Bailam have a Tchum. Devon Ezer goes on to say that the Rashi, the Rashba and Ritva understand that if behein man keom nimtza chutz v'tchum, then we say that they have their own tchum, that is only if one understands a cheftzei, hefker, or koinesh visa. On the other hand, if cheftzei, hefker, not koinesh visa, then the only tchum that kelim can have is only the tchum of the bailim. Because again, according to Ma'adam Cheftzei Hefker Ein Koinesh Visa, then that that kelim have a tchum is only because we see the kelim as a chelik of the bailim. Only if one holds a Cheftzei Hefker Koinesh Visa, that means that kelim can really have their own tchum. Just their tchum is dependent upon the bailim. Therefore, the Avnei Zeh goes on to say that the Mishnah of Lafama Tesam Bey says that let's say his peiros were nimtza outside his tchum, then the halacha is that Bnei Ha'ir cannot bring him those peiros. That is based on the fact that the Tana of the Mishnah understands that Cheftzei Hefker not Koinesh Visa. And then, like all the Rishonim, everyone agrees that we say, Habehimah V'Kelim K'Ragli HaBailim, is based on the fact that we see his Kelim as a chelik of the bailim, and for that reason, if they're nimtza chutz v'tchum, they only have the aramish as like any yitzi chutz v'tchum. That Rashbam Ritva understand that if his chafetim nimtza chutz v'tchum, if they have their own tchum, is only like the other mandamer that holds cheftze hefker kain and shvisa. That is the teretz of the Eben Ha'izer. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes harishanim in how to understand that mishnah behemah v'akelim k'ragli habailim. Do we say that means that behemah v'akelim k'ragli habailim, that the bailim are the ones to decide the tchum of their behemah v'akelim, which is a sheet of Rashi, the Rashban Ritva. The Ravid, on the other end, understands that behemah v'akelim k'ragli habailim means that we see the behemah and kelim as part and parcel of the bailim, as a chelik of the bailim. They are nitfalim to the bailim. And whatever the tchum of the bailim is, that is also the tchum of their behemah v'akelim. There is a tremendous nafkamina in this machlekes as far as how to understand that we say in our Mishnah, as we see in the Gemara Vayta, the Gemara explains that is referring to even if he only actually gave it to Man Yontif. Just he asked to borrow it from me for Yontif. But the actual Sheila took place on Yontif, still we say that the Behemah Vakeum are Karagwe Ashoil. So again, if one is to understand that Behemah Vakeum Karagwe Abailim is dependent upon the Das Abailim, that the Bailim are the ones to decide the Tchum of the Kalim, so over here, since the Bailim were planning on giving it to the Sheil, so therefore the Bailim decided that the Tchum of the Kalim should be Karagwe Ashoil, and for that reason the Halach is that the Behemah Vakeum Karagwe Ashoil, even though it was not yet the Sheil's, till Yontif itself. On the other hand, if one is to understand like the Ravid, that we say Behemah Kelim Kragei Bailim means that the Behemah and Kelim have the Tchum of the Bailim, well, here one would have to say that we say that even though the Sheila took place on Yontif, still the Kelim are Kragei Ashoil, is based on that we see the Kelim Bershos HaShoil Me'erev Yontif. And for that reason, they have the Tchum of the Sheil because they are in its Tfolim to the Sheil because the Kelim are already Bershos HaShoil. And so too, that we see in our Gemara, that if one gives his behemah to Raya on Yontif, as long as there is only Raya Echad, then even though the actual Mesiris HaBehemah, the actual giving over of the behemah to the Raya took place on Yontif, still the behemah is considered Karagle HaRaya is also dependent on the previous Machlekes. One understands like Rashi, the Rashban Ritva, the Bailam are the ones to decide where the Tchum of the Kelim should be. So here we say, since there's only one Raya, they already decided, Me'erev Yontif, that their behemah should be B'tchum HaRaya. On the other hand, like the Ravid, one has to say that since he was planning on giving it over to that Raya, therefore, Me'erev Yontif, we already see the behemah as if the behemah is B'rishos HaRaya, and for that reason, the behemah has a Tchum of the Raya. Because we see the behemah as a Chilk of the Raya, because the behemah is already B'rishos HaRaya, Me'erev Yontif. So again, according to Rashi, the Rashba, and the Ritva, that we say that behemah has a tchum arayah is because that was the das habaylim. On the other hand, like the Ravid, that the behemah has a tchum arayah is because we see the behemah b'rishos harayah. Now let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says amayser behemtay uvnoi arayah arayel kragoy habaylim. Now, as far as how to understand our Gemara, we find the machlekes between Rashi and the Rith according to the explanation of the Balmar and the Ran. Rashi understands Kan Mishnei Rayim means there are two Rayim in the city. And since there are two Rayim in the city, therefore, if he did not give it over to any Raya before Yontif, We don't say that whichever Raya gave it over to on Yontif, that the Behema is B'tchum, the Raya that he actually gave it over to on Yontif, but rather we say that the Behema has the Tchum of the Bailam. Like Rashi explains, in other words, since that we say that the Behema has a Tchum of the Raya is dependent on that was a Das HaBailam Erev Yontif, that the Behema should have the Tchum of the Raya, and since the Rabbi Turayim, one cannot say that the Das HaBailam was that the Behema should have any specific Tchum of any specific Raya, for that reason we say the Behema has the Tchum of the Bailam. The Rif, on the other hand, according to Balmar and the Ran, explains our Gemara differently. He explains our Gemara, Kan Mishnei Rayim, that he actually gave it over Me'erev Yontif to both Rayim. And even though he actually gave it over to both Rayim and Erev Yontif, still we say that the Behema has the Tchum of the Bailam. As the Rosh Yosef explains, that the Rif understands that if one gave it over to two Rayim, he does not want it to be Bershusim. He just wants them to take care of it. But he doesn't want the Behema to be Bershusim. And therefore, since he does not want the Behema to be Bershusim, we still see the Behema of Shasa Bailam. And for that reason, the Behema has the Tchum of the Bailam. That is based on the understanding that we say that the Behema has a Tchum of the Raya is because we see the Behema B'shus HaRaya. But by two Rayim, that we don't see the Behema B'shus HaRayim, therefore the Behema remains B'shus HaBailam, and therefore the Behema has a Tchum HaBailam. That is how the Rosh Yosef explains the Rif. The Mishnah Berurah, on the other hand, in Simen Shin Sadi Zayin, Sharatzin Sevkat and Yod explains the Rif, that since, usually speaking, each Raya puts his Erev in different places, and each Raya has his own Tchum. Therefore, the Behema will end up with a small Tchum, if the Behema will have the Tchum of both Rayim. And for that reason, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Das of the Baal Bayis was not that the Behema should have the Tchum of the Rayim, and for that reason, the Behema remains with his Tchum. Based on the understanding that we say the Behema has a Tchum of the Raya is because the Das Baal Bayis was that the Behema should have the Tchum of the Raya. But by two Rayim we don't say that. And for that reason the Behema has a Tchum of the Baal Bayis. That is one machlokes as far as the Pshat in our Mishnah. Another machlokes is how to understand that our Mishnah says Hamaser of Nai Ayla Raya. The Rif understands that Benai is one of the Rayim that the Gemara refers to as Shnei Rayim. Hamaisel Nai Ayla Raya means that those are the two Rayim that the Gemara speaks about. On the other hand, the Rambam in Perek Hei Mehilchas Yontif Halacha Yud Aleph explains that Hamaisel Levnai is its own case. That if one gave over a Behema Me'erev Yontif to Benai, still we say the Behema has a Tchum of the Bailam. Based on that we do not see the Behema Bershos HaBen. And since we don't see the Behema B'shus HaBen, therefore the Behema is K'shus HaBailam. Based on that the Behema has a Tchum of the Raya is only because we see the Behema B'shus HaRaya. On the other hand, the Rambam understands that by Benai we don't see the Behema B'shus Benai, and therefore the Behema still has a Tchum of the Bailam. Now let's go on to the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara is on Machlokes between Rav and Rav Kana and Rav Asi. Rav holds, if let's say you have a Behema B'shutzfus, the Behema is Asura. As the Gemara explains, that even though Rav holds Yishbira, still the Behema is Asur based on that to Koyanki Tchumen Me'adodi. Rav Kana and Rav Asi, on the other hand, argue. And they ask the following Shaila. Le'isr Mukta Le'choshishu Le'isr Tchumen Choshishu Shosik Rav. As far as how to explain that the Rav was Shosik, we find the Machlokes HaRishonim. The Rif understands that Shosik Rav means to say that Rav did not agree to the kasha that Rav Kana and Rav Asi asked on Rav, and therefore Rav holds that the Behema is Aser, based on that to Koyanki Tchum Me'adodi. On the other hand, the Ran explains that Rav Oshasik means that Rav agreed to Rav Kana and Rav Asi, based on Rav Kana and Rav Asi's kasha of Isser Mukta Lechoshu Isser Tchum Lechoshu. Now, as far as how to understand the kasha of Rav Kana and Rav Asi from Isser Mukta Lechoshu, we find the three basic Malchim Nirushenim. Rashi explains that each chelok is mukta for the other one, as Rashi explains in Ansadi the Kolchan Minau Akti Daiti Michelka Shachavere. And therefore, Rav Kana and Rav Asi prove if we are not worried about the fact that there is a unika for mukta from the other chelok, the other person's chelok, which is mukta for the other shatef, so too we should not be worried about the inika of tchumen. Taisa, on the other hand, argues. Taisa says that there's no problem with muktzah whatsoever, based on the fact that it is muchan l'chaveiray. Since it is muchan l'chaveiray, we do not say that something that's muchan l'chaveiray is muktzah for me. Therefore, Taisa goes on to explain that the Gemara says, l'issa muktzah l'chasheshu, means that even though the behema grows, and whatever grew on Yontif is considered nailad, and we should be worried about the growth of the behema, still we say, l'issa muktzah l'chasheshu. And so too, iser tchum and the inika from tchum chaveray also should not be a problem. The Ra'al explains that Rav Kahana Vasi asks, iser muktzah l'chasheshu, is referring to that we learned in Chulin Daf Samachesim and Aleph that the Gemara says, if let's say you have a behema with an uber inside, and the uber that was inside the behema was meitzias yadei lachutz, that aver that it was meitzi is aser, and the rest of the uber stays mutzer. And we do not worry about the fact that the rest of the uber is yenik from that aver. And therefore, as the Gemara says, l'issa muktzah l'chasheshu, as the Ra'al explains, is referring to the Gemara Daf Samaches, so too l'iser tchumen the inika of tchumen l'chasheshu. Now to explain what Rav Kahana Rav Asi saw from l'issa muktzah l'chasheshu, l'chira what they saw was that one says bitzel. According to Rashi and Ra'al, that the inika of iser is bitzel, or according to Taisus and Neilad, whatever grew in the behema, even though a grew should be considered neilad, is also bitzel. So too over here l'iser tchumen l'chasheshu, based on that we should say bitzel. The obvious question is, we know that Tavar Sheisha Matirin is not bitzel. Now, if Tavar Sheisha Matirin is not bitzel, for what reason should we say that L'Isser Tchumen L'Chashashu, the one should not be Cheshash of Yinika V'Isser Tchumen, L'Chayra Tchumen is a Tavar Sheisha Matirin. So we find in the Tzlach and the Kivega that say the following pshat. They say, based on that we find in Shulchan Aruch Erechayim Simen Shinchav Sef Beis, the following halacha. If let's say one has wine in a gigas, and there are anovim in the gigas as well, and there's juice dripping out of those anovim, even though b'derech klal the juice dripping out of the anovim is muktza, still we say that the juice dripping out of the grapes into the yayin shev gigas is batzel. Davi's kash is what happened to Yeshua Matirin. The Mogen Avraham Mitzvah of Katan Hay brings down Meshem Asmak, that even though it's considered a dover she Yeshua Matirin, that we say dover she Yeshua Matirin is not batzel, is only if the Isser is recognizable by itself before it became a mixture. But let's say it was not recognizable before it became a mixture, then even though it was a Dover Sheish Matirin, it still is Batzel. To quote the Magen Avraham, Kivan Shoy Hoya Nikr Kidim Shnesarev Batzel. And therefore, Kivegar and Tzach go on to say that over here, as far as the Argamar is concerned, even though Tchumen is a Dover Sheish Matirin, still it's Batzel, based on that the Isser was never nicker by itself. The unique Hasura was never nicker by itself. Now, one has to understand Rav. Why is Rav hold that we say Yanki Tchum Me'adadi? Why don't we say that the unique is Batal? So we find the Prima Godim, it's a Mishin Sadi Zayin Eshom, it's a Katan Zayin, it's a Medayik and Rashi. But the Ramas Chulim, Ksabi Yeshbir, the following Pshat. That even though as far as the unique itself is concerned, one would say Bitzel, but since at the time of Ein Hashmashes, at the time of Knias HaShvisa, each one is Yenek Mechaveru, one cannot say Brera. And for that reason, Rav holds Behema Asura. That is how the Prima Godim explains, according to Rashi, the Shita of Rav. Kveger explains the Shita of Rav differently. Kveger explains the Shita of Rav based on the following Hakdama, that there are two reasons why Davar Sheyeshu Matirin is not Batzel. First of all, as we find in the Gemara before in Afkem on the base, that Davar Sheish Matirin is not Batal based on the rule of Ad Shatechanu Be'iser, Techanu Be'etzer. In other words, instead of being Seimach and Bitzel, and eating Iser based on the Heter of Bitzel, eat it Be'etzer, and therefore one should wait till it becomes Mutzer, and not rely on the Heter of Bitzel. That is one reason why Davar Sheish Matirin is not Batal. But there is a secondary reason why Davar Sheish Matirin is not Batal as well. The Ran in the Dharam explains that the Davar Sheish Matirin is not Batal is because since the Iser has a heter, therefore we look at the iser as if it was already heter, and we say min b'minei loy batel, because heter cannot be a batel heter. That's how the Ran in the Dorm that from the base of an Aleph explains that the Davar Sheish Matirin is not batel. Therefore, Kivega goes on to say the following chiddush, that we say this rule, that's something that was never, if the Isser was never nicker to begin with, if the Isser was never recognizable before it became a teruvus, then even though the Isser is a yeshmat here in its bottle, that is only as far as the Gemara and Be'ad of Kimmel base of Ad Shetechanu Be'isser Techanu Be'ater. Only as far as that svara is concerned do we say the smack svara that if it came Ba'ilam B'Teruvus, then it is bottle. As Bekuyager explains, that since the Isser came B'Teruvus, therefore the Isser is more kal. And since the Isser is more kal, therefore we do not say that you have to wait till it becomes Mutter. But that is only as far as the svara of Ad Shetechanu Be'isser Techanu Be'ater is concerned. But as far as the Ran svara, even if it came B'Teruvus, even if the Isser first came B'Teruvus, even if the Isser is not recognizable on its own, we still say that since the Isser is Yesh Matirin, therefore the Isser and Heter are considered Min B'Minai, and Min B'Minai is Lo Batzel. Rabbi Kivega goes on to say that there's another tremendous Nafkamina. If you say the reason why Davar Sheish Matirin is not Batzel is based on the rule of Atcha Tuchana Besa Tuchana Batzer, or we say the rule of Davar Sheish Matirin is Lo Batzel is based on that it is considered Min B'Minai. Rabbi Kivega says if something will not have Heter now, does not have the possibility of having Heter now, the only possibility of Heter will come tomorrow. So as far as the rule of Ad Shetechanu Be'isser Techanu Be'Heter, we say that since tomorrow it will have a Heter, wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow you'll be able to eat a Be'Heter without relying on Betzel. But that's only as far as the rule of Ad Shetechanu Be'isser Techanu Be'Heter is concerned. As far as the Ran is concerned, one needs to have the option of Heter in front of him now. If it only become Mutter tomorrow, since right now it is completely Aser, therefore we say that it is not considered Min B'Minei, and therefore the Heter will be Mevatel the Isser. And therefore, Kivega goes on to say as follows, that as far as our Gemara is concerned by Tchumen, since by Tchumen it is considered a Davar Sheish Matirin, because one does not have to take it out of the Tchum, one can eat it in the Tchum itself, therefore, since there is the option of Heter right now, therefore one has the Ran Svara, a Min B'Minei. And as far as Min B'Minei is concerned, it does not make a difference if the Isser only came into the world B'Taruvus, like we said before, from Rabbi Kivega. And for that reason, the Nika of Tchumen will not be Batel based on the fact that it is Min B'Minei. On the other hand, as far as Muktzah is concerned, the Muktzah will be Batel. Because again, the Yesh Matirin of Muktzah is only based on the fact that one can wait till the next day. Such a Yesh Matirin is only based on that we say Ad Shetechanu Be'isser Techanu Be'Heter. And as far as that's concerned, one has the smack svara that since the Isser came with Teruvus, therefore the Isser is more kal, and we do not say that you have to wait till it will become Mutter tomorrow. That is how Kivager explains the Shita of Rav. So again, we have two basic Malachim in Rav. Either Pshan Rav is how the Prima Gadim explains with Shitas Rashi, that since it was Yanki Tchumim Me'adadi, therefore we cannot say Breira at the time of Kniya Shvisa, or like B'Kivager, that since it has a Heter right now, therefore we say that Davar Sheish Matirin is not Batel based on the Ran Svara, that it is considered Min B'Minai.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.